I'm here at the Pleasant Stone with Nigel Nevinson. The sun is streaming through. It's almost tropically hot in here. Nigel, you're an actor, and some people say that every actor has to do at least one solo show. Is this your one solo show?
I think it quite probably is my one solo show. Not from the point of view of not enjoying doing it, but from the point of view of all of the publicity, marketing, trying to get people in, and that side of it is very, very difficult.
But did you know that was coming? The kind of, because it's quite a lonely furrow to plough up here, isn't it?
Yes, I had been warned about one-man shows. They're very lonely anyway. If you're on tour, you do your show, there's no one to have a drink with afterwards, you go back to your travel lodge and you have a cup of tea.
Take us to the creative moment where you decided, I need to do a piece of theatre about Charles Dickens' character, and a very, very, you know, popular character too.
Well, it was all an accident, really. My daughter lives in South Australia. I normally do a pantomime or Christmas show, and I go to visit her afterwards. And when I was seeing theatre friends in Australia, I said, I really should bring a play to the Adelaide Festival. And they said, well, as you're British, make sure it's quintessentially British, like the Pickwick Papers. Well, I had played Pickwick on a tour of the Pickwick Papers about 6 years ago, which put the idea in my head. And last year I ruptured my Achilles tendon and I had 5 weeks of my leg up where I couldn't leave my flat. So I got the novel down and started doing the adaptation. And I tried it out in a little fringe theatre in Brighton, which went really well. So I did it at Brighton Fringe, I've done Henley Fringe, now doing the Edinburgh Fringe, and I am finally taking it to Adelaide next year.
So now I've got it. This little Edinburgh run is your warm-up for Adelaide.
Well, not exactly. Not exactly, because it's quite a long time before I go to Adelaide. So, I think everyone says if you do a one-man show, try to bring it to Edinburgh.
So let's take a look at the kind of creative cauldron. There's your experience of having played Pickwick before. There's the book, and there's you as a performer. How did that all come together?
Well, it all came together because, the Pickwick Papers, it's two books. It's very long. Pickwick has various adventures. He meets various people who tell various stories. So, I mean, one can't put it all in a one-hour play. So I found out that Dickens used to do readings from his novels, and one of these readings was the trial from the Pickwick Papers, and I managed to find a transcript of the trial, which is mainly the second half of the play. And then I thought I'll have to explain why Pickwick was on trial, which is basically the first half of the play explains how he gets into trial because of silly muddles he gets into. It is very funny.
There have been so many interpretations of Pickwick on the stage and in film. What's the unique Nigel Nevinson Pickwick?
Well, people who've been to see it yesterday and others, they say, that's just how I imagine Pickwick. So that's it, really.
So is that an intuitive thing? It wasn't a conscious design that you had to sort of sit and make notes about?
No, I think it came very easily. I mean, because I'd done it before and I'd read it, and then doing the adaptation, I reread it. And through doing that, I think the spirit of Pickwick just sort of comes into you.
What's the rehearsal room like when there's just you and a director?
Very crazy. 3 days before we finish rehearsal, I say to the director, I don't know why I did this. This is crazy. People are going to think this is so stupid. But he pushed me on. John O'Connor, who's got his own company, European Arts, and he really pushed me to do things which perhaps I hadn't done before.
And, you know, I've seen this before. I guess I'm talking to you as the writer, too. This is a very, very tightly structured piece of drama, isn't it?
Yes, I think it has to be. It's even tighter now than when you first saw it. I did have fairly long scene changes with music. I've now cut that so that I'm doing the scene changes while I'm speaking, doing the narration, and it has tightened it up very much more.
And so your process of doing that, was that sitting literally with a pen and your script and just rewriting?
It was. It was, really. Going through it, taking up comments that people had made about it as well. Another comment people made that sometimes it wasn't quite clear who the characters were, especially towards the end. And they said it's a good idea to mention the character's name before the end, just to make people remember who exactly they are. Because I forget, when I'm on stage, I really see the other character. And when I'm playing him, I feel the other character. But I have to think, for an audience, they're only seeing me.
And you don't just play men, do you?
No, I play Mrs. Bardell and Mrs. Cluppins.
And how did you evolve those characters? Are they again done in front of a director, or had you kind of formed them and then you showed it?
I had formed them very much in my head before we started rehearsal. He modified them a bit. I remember with Mrs. Bardell, in fact, he had a completely different idea of Mrs. Bardell to what I had, and I tried it his way, and I said, I'm sorry, no, I can only see Mrs. Bardell this way. And people have seemed to say they really like the character of Mrs. Bardell, so...
And in a play with a cast, of course, you know, everybody is concentrating, but you can pass the ball to somebody else and breathe for a moment. What does it feel like, you know, having done this now, where you've got no one to pass this to but yourself?
It was very scary. I think I'm just beginning now to enjoy it. I've done it about 12 times now, so I'm very solid now on the script. Before, I was trying to think, where do I put this hat and where do I put this wig and where am I going to next? But I'm now very solid on the line, so I really am beginning to enjoy it now, which makes it a lot easier.
People forget, don't they? People didn't just sit down quietly reading the original Dickens. These things were read out, weren't they?
They were read out, and I believe that it was written in instalments. Every month they wrote a different instalment. And before it finished, there was something like 140 touring productions of it.
So how much of the words in this are Dickens, and how much of them are Nigel?
There is only one line, which is not Dickens. All the rest is actually taken from the script, from the novel.
So what criteria were going on with you to say that all that needs to be in?
Well, it, as I said, it was a question of the trial scene was fairly as he wrote it. The other scenes obviously had to be cut, taken bits from other actually little episodes I've slipped in as well.
Why do you think Dickens put Pickwick on trial?
Well, it's. I think when he started writing, he didn't have an idea of what he was going to do. And as it developed, he was doing these silly stories, really, about him saying he was going to employ a footman to his landlady, and she thinking that he was proposing. Now, at that time, I don't think he thought what that would lead to. And because he was very socially aware, he thought perhaps towards the end that if he put Pickwick in prison, where he at first shut himself away, didn't want to mix with the other prisoners, and then when he did, he found out that these poor people were human beings who'd got into various problems, and he became socially aware himself through it, and he decided to help as many people as he could. Yes, I think that was it.
Do you think if I set you the creative challenge just for the fun of it, of as some solo shows happen up here, of putting you in a black box theatre space with no costumes and no props and just you, would you do it as is, or would you have to change it?
I think I would do it as is. I can't see that it would be quite interesting, actually. I thought about that the one day, that if my costume had been stolen one day, I would just do it in probably a black polo neck and black trousers. And I think I could be able to, well, I'm sure I would be able to create everything as it is, but I do think the costume does help.
They do, I agree with that. It's visually, there's a spectacle there, but, you know, there's so much in the gestures you've created and in the voice and in the lines that actually the costumes add to it, but they're not vital, are they?
No, they're not vital, not vital. And I think the technician I have on my show said he really liked it. He's seen other shows where people play different characters, but he said with me, instantly, you could tell the different characters.
Creative challenge too. After Edinburgh, somebody says, oh, I really loved what you did. We want another solo show. And we like Dickens. Who else would you go for?
Oh, now that is a difficult one, because, I mean, I know Oliver Twist quite well. I was actually cast to play Oliver in the original musical in the West End when I was 12. But unfortunately, bronchitis led me off to hospital, so I didn't do it. I've played Mr. Brownlow in Oliver Twist. Yeah, I hadn't really thought about which character I would do. It would possibly be someone like Monk, except I'm too old for him, really, in Oliver Twist, who's Oliver's half-brother. He's a very interesting character, and I don't think many people have done a solo show about him. Maybe they have.
Right. I can't make a pitch for Micawber.
Oh, well, Micawber, yes. Yeah, who knows?
Final question to you then is, when you come up here, I mean, you've obviously got hopes for this, and let's take the good footpath, this is picked up. Is this something then that is now fixed, or is it something that now you're going to continue to develop?
No, it is something I will develop. For one reason, that I'm doing it as a one-act play here, 1 hour. And I think a lot of theatres want a longer show than that with an interval. And there are various scenes I could put back into it to extend it, yes.
So you've shortened for Edinburgh, but obviously longer when you can tour.
Yes, I have shortened for Edinburgh. And, there's even a question, I may reread it again and find other little bits. I think, oh, yes, I should really try and fit this in as well.
Ever creative, Nigel Neveson, thank you very much.
Thank you.